One should therefore never minimize the importance of a devotee like Shukadeva Goswami. So it's a very beautiful verse. Could you just mind, Kshama sir, can you get the water for me? So it's a very important verse. It's a very beautiful verse. There's a lot to we can speak on this verse, but I will try with the limitation of time as much I can. I will try to cover as much I can. Now we learn from Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, they are actually eternal liberated souls. Of course, we cannot imitate them, but we learn what we can do. I mean, what we can learn from them and apply in our devotional service. First of all, Shukadeva Goswami, he is a pure devotee and he is eternal liberated soul, partial of Krishna. He's self-effulgent. Pure devotee actually doesn't need a rubber stamping. That person is a pure devotee. Because self-effulgent. Same thing like with Prabhupada. He didn't need to tell people that he's a pure devotee. It just exhibits itself. It's like a 24-karat gold. When you have a 24-karat gold, what happens? It just shines itself. Or a flawless diamond. That diamond or 24-karat gold does not need any kind of polishing. It just shines. That's exactly how the pure devotee exhibits all the godly qualities. So, now here, Shukadeva Goswami, now classes are going on about this chapter. So you may have already heard about Shukadeva Goswami, how yam prabhyantam anupeta peta kirtam dirha katra katra ajuhava, how deva paino virha katra ajuhava, how he left, moment he taken birth, he left for the forest, and his father Vyasadeva was crying, oh son, please come back, come back. And he sent his disciples go and try to bring my son back because I wanted to relish Srimad Bhagavatam in my old age with him. And when his disciples went and they were calling for Shukadeva Goswami, so they chanted these two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Varhapidam Natabhul Karmani Karnakarti Karam. And Ahovakidam Sapankalakutam, how Putna is put a poison to her breast, and simply to kill Krishna, but he gave her highest destination of Vatsalya Bhav with Mother Yashoda. And how when he heard these two verses, he said, oh my God, where the verses come from? Oh, come from Vyasadeva, your father. You're talking two. You're so astonished with two verses. There are 18,000 of them. So he came back. Now, what is the real quality of Shukadeva Goswami here that exhibits Nirmana Moha, just Sangadosha? You see, in Bhagavad Gita, in 15th chapter, Krishna explains that if we want to establish relationship with him, we can only go back to Krishna if we develop these qualities in us. If we don't develop these qualities, then forget about it. Cannot go back. It's not possible. Nirmana moha, jisanga dosha, dhyatma, vinatta kama, dandari vimukta, suktuk sange, kachampi amudha. That person who is amudha. Mudha means fool. But amudha means without moha, without attachment. So he's saying I will go later about these six qualities in this verse. But very first, nirmana moha, without false prestige. Shukadeva Goswami showed how he was free from false prestige. How he was free from false prestige? He was walking naked and the women and children were just following him. They thought he's a madman. So, but he was not concerned. He was not concerned with this body. He was not concerned with the children or the woman. What do they say? Nirmanamoha. He was not looking for respect. Rather, Shukda Goswami was just unconcerned with these old things. When he entered the arena, then you see in this verse, everybody stood up. Everybody stood up with the respect, even except Narada and Vyasadeva. Of course, they were his, his gurus. So except them, everybody else stood up. And this is how Nirmanamoha, this is how we have to do. We have to free ourselves from this false prestige. But under the influence of material nature, we are thinking, I am doer. I am the center of attraction. I am running the temple. I am running the committee. I am doing very nice preaching. But matter of fact, it is not so. It is explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Sayat anuvrata punsha pashu buddhi vidyate. When we think that I am this body, I am the doer, I am doing it. This is pashu buddhi. Animal thinks like that only. But this animal propensity diminishes. Moment we realize, actually, it is not I am who is doing. It is actually sayat anuvrataha. Is Krishna who is doing. So sometimes we think that, I am making so many devotees, or I am preaching very nicely. It's Krishna's who arranges it. Prahlad, when Narsingadev asked, Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, where do you learn from? How do you become a devotee? He said, I have not become a devotee. Nobody can become a devotee and nobody can make a devotee. So in this verse he explains, Sayat Anubrataha. Only one becomes a devotee when we have a mercy of Krishna. When we are favored by Krishna. When we have a daya of Krishna. So this false prestige, we are fooled. We are thinking, I am doing. We are so insignificant. When Prabhupada, somebody said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm nothing. And Prabhupada told him, you know, nothing, you're insignificant. So it is true. We are just a very little tiny soul. Even a mosquito or a fly got the same soul like we have got. But under the influence of false ego, we think, I'm doing everything. We cannot even control over the urine and stool. Well, we cannot even explain about Krishna. Even if somebody is making some nice project, maybe a little temple, maybe running a temple, we think we are doing. Brahma is controlling the entire this universe for Krishna. He created this whole universe for Krishna. Krishna has got so many. We have got so many exalted acharyas in our line. Compared to them, we are nothing. We are nothing, but then we are thinking I'm doing something. Oh, I can glorify Krishna. We can't even glorify Krishna. A fly can, I give example, generally a fly or a mosquito can go and fly in a sky, but he cannot measure the sky because sky is beyond you cannot even imagine. A little fish lives in the water. But a fish cannot measure the sea, how great the sea is. She may swimming very nicely, but she has no capacity to measure the sea. A fly or a mosquito can fly maybe few miles if continue flies in his life, but cannot measure this whole universe. Even Garuda cannot measure. So similarly, we are just simply insignificant, but we are thinking I'm doing it. This is called a mana pratishtha. This is called false ego. It is explained man pratishtha shukra bishtha. This man and pratishtha, this adoration, recognition, I want to be recognized. how many people we can be recognized? Maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe 50, maybe 100. So this is not actually healthy for a devotees. When we are looking for adoration, when we're looking for recognition, when we want to become something, we have come to the society to become a devotee. We have not come to society to become a leader. Even if we become a leader, if we become a committee member, so what? Head of a 5-6 people? Okay, we may become the head of a temple. How many people? Maybe 500 people? So what? We may become a GBC. So what? Only it's just like a frog in a well. We have not come here to do this recognition. Okay, I'm controlling these many devotees. I'm a head of these many people. We have come to become recognized by Krishna. If we recognize by Krishna, the whole world may not know us. Actually, that is healthy. Let the world doesn't know us. Let only Krishna knows, then our life is perfect. So adoration, recognition, this is just a shukra bishta. This is a poison. This is just a stool of a hog. It says shukra. Shukra means hog. Hog eats everything. And his bishta, his stool, is very smelly, very dirty. So adoration, recognition, this is simply like that. It is explained in Bhagavatam, Latva Sudurlava Vidan Subamante Munusham Arthamam Atintim Apihi. This human form of life comes after many, 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 many births. It is very meaningful. It is very rare. It is very meaningful because we need to attain Krishna in this life. And it is anityam, it is temporary. It is go very quick. So we have to put our priorities right. The priority is that I have to become Krishna conscious. I don't have to become a leader. Let world doesn't know us. Let in the temple, in the society, nobody should know us. Simply, we should just be recognized by Krishna. Whatever in our capacity, we can just chant Krishna's names and purify our existence, purify ourselves. This is the first lesson which we should learn from Parikshit Maharaj. Nirmana Moha, free from this this man. This is only one verse I explained at the moment. One word I explained. Next word is Nirmana Moha. Moha, the attachment, that's different. I'm not touching that whole verse at the moment. But now lesson learned from Parikshit Maharaj. We learn from, in this verse, we learn lesson from Shuddha Goswami. Now lesson from Parikshit Maharaj. What can we take from Parikshit Maharaj? Now Parikshit Maharaj showed the verse which Krishna explained in the second chapter of Gita. He explained, Dukkheshu anuddignamana sukkheshu vitsapraha bita raga bhai krodha stitadhir muni uchyate. If one wants to go back to Krishna, one wants to establish relationship with Krishna, these two verses are the most important verses. Otherwise, if we cannot apply these verses, if we cannot come to that platform of applying these verses in our life, it's not possible to go back. It's not possible to establish relationship with Krishna. Here, Parikshit Maharaj showed, Bita raga bhai krodha. Bita means we have to be free ourselves from three things. In this verse, there are five things I mentioned in this verse. So if I start speaking on these verses, I need whole day to speak on one verse. Even on this verse, we can speak in hours and hours. But one, free from raga. Raga means attachment. Raga, attachment. Moment Parikshit was Pariksit came to know that he has been cursed by Shrungi. And seventh day, Takshak Nag will bite him. Immediately, Raga, he was already a devotee. He was already pure devotee of Krishna. He already seen Krishna in the womb. He was 24 hours living Krishna conscious, like the verse I mentioned, Nirmana Moha, just think of the Dhyatma Nitta, 24 hours. Krishna consciousness does not apply simply my sadhana is, I go to Mangalati, get up in the morning, chanting 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, I have become a devotee. No, that is just a beginning of spiritual life. Actually, a spiritual life devotee lives adhyatma nitta, 24 hour thinking of Radharani and Krishna. And Pariksit was already on that platform, adhyatma nitta. But the moment he heard, he said, Bita Raga. Immediately he left the attachment. Then next verse is Bhai, he was not fearful. There was no fear, there was no raga, no attachment. No fear. Of course, no krodha. He was not angry. All right, fair enough. You have been cursed. Well, that is the will of Krishna. Let's take this will of Krishna. And then he left. This is the beauty of a pure devotee. I told in the beginning, not just by stamping, okay, now I stamp. A committee will stamp, okay, now you are a pure devotee. No. These qualities make you a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada showed the same raga. How he was beat raga. Prabhupada showed exactly the same Pariksit Maharaj showed. Pariksit Maharaj exhibited this verse of Bhagavad Gita 256. Dukheshu anutiknumana. A general devotee, what happens to devotee? We will become very quickly disturbed. Any dukkha come, any misery comes, oh my God, become very agitated. But a pure devotee does not become agitated. Simply sit down and chant. When the water is too much agitated, actually it is not. People become very disturbed, but doesn't understand this dukkha will not stay. And sukha, sukheshu viksapraha, not too much happy, become very, I've got this sukha, I've got this opulence, I'm very happy. A devotee doesn't get like this, a pure devotee doesn't become too attached to the sukha or the dukha. We will see in our life, something huge, disastrous comes, we become so disturbed. Oh my God, how will I live? Like a storm, when a storm comes, what does he do? A storm comes and take the roof away. One is very disturbed during the time of storm. A person who is a dhira, he will sit down. All right. Storm will not, they don't stay. There may be a huge hurricane. There may be hurricane for a few hours, maybe for a day, maybe for 2 days. After that, everything subsides. The hurricane goes away. This is how the dukkha comes, but it goes away. There may be some effect. We may lose our possessions, we may lose whatever, but it goes away. Dukkha goes away, and the sukha doesn't stay. Sukha doesn't stay. Happiness doesn't stay, no matter how happy we are. Bita Raga, Prabhupada was exhibited the exact quality of Pariksit Maharaj. In the final pastimes of Prabhupada, he showed exactly no raga. He had so many temples, he had so much wealth, he had so many followers. But he was not concerned. He was just lying on the bed. He was translating Srimad Bhagavatam for the welfare of the entire public of the whole world for the future for 10,000 years. He was not concerned what will happen to this temple or that temple. He did not bother discussing these topics to the leaders of the society at that time. But rather he mentioned he was free from bhay. He was not bothered with the death. He was just fully Krishna conscious. He was translating Srimad Bhagavatam is so beautiful. When he explained about Bhagavatam, what did he say? He's not talking about wealth, he's not talking about the future of the society, he's not talking about what will, how will continue. He was just simply concerned about translating, writing a purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is so beautiful when I hear these, this last even, it makes me shiver when I hear Prabhupada. And particularly, you know, we hear lectures of Prabhupada, read his books. The last, then you see what consciousness he had. He's explaining, Kanan Gun Sangya Sasa Joni Janmasu. He's explaining, he says, always look for a good association. These are the instructions of Prabhupada, final instruction of Prabhupada. Ritvik will come and Ritvik says, oh, this is what Prabhupada said. A GBC will come and they say, no, this is what Prabhupada said. But everybody is missing the main point what Prabhupada said. It may be GBC saying this, Prabhupada said this, or Ritvik saying Prabhupada said this, but everybody missing the point of Prabhupada, what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada saying, you listen when Prabhupada was leaving the body and Prabhupada is translating the purport. This is the final instruction of Prabhupada. He's saying, Kanam Gulsangasa Sasa Joni Janmasu. He said, always look for a good association. Look for me. I don't get very impressed with what Prabhupada said to the Ritviks. And I don't get very impressed with what Prabhupada said to the GBC. I get very attracted to what Prabhupada said in this last quote. Prabhupada said, Karnam Gun Sindhasa Sasa Joni Janmashu. Go look for this video. Prabhupada saying, always look for a good association. This is the instruction of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, devotees association. This is the instruction of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, then life will be good. Prabhupada said, live good association. This is what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada is saying, a man is known by his company. These are the instructions of Prabhupada. Listen to the video, he's making the purport. He says, if we have a chance to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada saying in the same, when he was translating, he said, Rajo Guna Tamo Bhava are subdued and Sato Guna remains. Prabhupada said this. This is the instruction of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying, these are the final instructions of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying, Nashta Prayashu Buddheshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Prabhupada explaining, we associate with the devotees. He says, then if we do Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, if Nashta Prayashu Buddheshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, then Rajotamo Guna will not harm us. We live in Satoguna. This is the instruction of Prabhupada. We should live, we should look for a good association, a strong association of devotees who are fixed in Krishna consciousness. Remember these words of Prabhupada, remember the words of Prabhupada. He says very clearly, Rajo Guna Tamo Guna up subdued. They will not harm us. We should take this instruction of Prabhupada. And then we will detach ourselves like Prakshit Maharaj is detached from a raga. Raga, we are attached. We are attached to our body. We are attached to our family. We are attached to our children. We are attached to our wealth. We are attached to our prestige. We want a recognition. This is the attachment. And we are like the monkeys. I give sometime example, a monkey in Calcutta, what they do is they make a matka mean a mud pot, and in the mud pot they artificially put some banana and they fix it within the mud pot, and the monkey comes and he comes and he put his hand in there, and when he grabs the hand he don't want to leave it because he want that object from the matka. But his hand gets stuck. He's attached to the object in the matka, and his hand gets stuck. He doesn't take it out. He doesn't let it go. And then eventually they capture the monkey. That's how we, when we are attached to our recognition, when we are attached to our body, when we are attached to our family members, we may be a devotee. I'm a devotee. My family is devotee. Well, we have still got attachments. We have to take birth again. Prabhupada said most of disciples will go to heavenly planet. Why he said that? Because he knew they will not be able to break his attachments. Avraga. Because no anurag. Anurag is to nam nam kari bhavta nisab shakti tatrapit smrana kale hitashita kriba bhavan namapi durdevam idusham mahajan anuraga durdevam. I'm so abhaga, I don't know the misfortune, maybe. I'm so abhaga, I'm so, unfortunate. I'm so unfortunate, I got no anurag to the Krishna's names. We have to have an anurag, attachment to Krishna's names. This is what life is for. I got no attachment to the anurag. Anurag to Krishna, but rag to the material world. Sometimes we use the word yukta vairagya. Two things I like to discuss with you. Sometimes we use the word this yukta vairagya. But actually we are not using fully yukta vairagya. The yukta vairagya is just people use in our in community. Like we call somebody Prabhu. Do we really mean when we say Prabhu to somebody? Do we really see a master in him? Do we really see that this person is my Prabhu, he is my Swami, and I'm his Das? Actually, Sanskrit word Das is actually a word for a slave. Prabhupada gave very palatable word servant. Servant is knocker. Hindi word of servant is knocker actually. Das. Knocker is paid. You get somebody knocker, you get paid. Servant means you pay him something for his service. But Das, you don't pay. But do we see that we are Das? So Prabhu has just become a term. But actually, Prabhupada gave, we should feel that I am a servant of others. Gopi pat pat kamlyo das 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 anu das, I am servant and servant and servant of others. And actually it's true. Even in the spiritual world, in Golok Vrindavan, there's a group, Radharani, there are Ashta Sakhis, there are so many other Sakhis, there are Manjaris. In Shingaras, even there are some of the Gopas, even they are in Shingaras. They are assisting the other Gopas. The younger Gopas assisting the elder Gopas. So there's always, there are so many, and then after that, because so many Acharyas, I told you, we are just insignificant. Somehow or other, we are just chanting Hare Krishna, practicing Krishna consciousness. We should not think that I am center of universe. I am very important. I should be recognized. Lest we get recognized by Krishna. And Yukta Vairagya, same way. Yukta Vairagya is like everything for Krishna, nothing for myself. Every single thing for use for Krishna, because everything, Nirvandha Krishna Sambandhi, everything belongs to Krishna. Oh, no, Prabhuji, I want to buy a nice house. I want to make a nice house. I'll make a nice temple for Krishna. But actually this house is not for Krishna. It's house, we want to enjoy the house. I like to have a house. I may make a main temple, main room for Krishna's temple or whatever, using for Kirtan or using for Pravachan. But deep in the heart, think about it. Am I buying this house for Krishna? Or am I buying this house for my own sense gratification? We buy a car. Oh, I'm buying a car to go to temple. Ask that deep in the heart. Are you buying this car for Krishna alone? Or are you buying this car because you like it? Oh, this car is very nice. Now new cars are coming up, electric cars. I'm buying for Krishna. No, you're buying for yourself. You're just misusing the term of Yukta Vairagya. You want to see Yukta Vairagya? There is one of disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He's in Carpinteria, Giridhari Prabhu. He's servant of, he's actually a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami, but he serves my Gurudev, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. He bought a house for devotees. This is called Yukta Vairagya. He is a single man. He doesn't need a house. He was living comfortably wherever he was living, in a flat or whatever. But he decided, let me buy a house. Lots of people come to see His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. So they need accommodation. If I buy a house with my money, then I can let this house to be used by the devotees. So what happened to his house? Every day there is a guest in his house. So he is using the whole house for the service of devotees. This is called Yukta Vairagya. If you go to Bhagya Bihari temple in Vrindavan, when you come to Vrindavan, there is one Mataji. Her name is Jashoda Mata. Jashoda Mata is in that the door in, we have got four doors actually for Bhagya Bihari temple. This door number I think 2 or right in the back. So this door, there is one old lady. She's actually a Brajavasi. She actually born in Mathura. Born in Mathura. Mathura is only 12 kilometers away from Vrindavan. But she left Mathura about 40 years ago. For what reason? I want to serve Bihariji. I want to serve the devotees of Bihariji. What did she do? Fighting for something that, you know, let me go and in the temple I want to do some main service. No, she sat outside Bihari temple. Anybody goes to take darshan of Bihari temple, she's looking after shoes of this, chappals and shoes of these pilgrimage. And people come, people thought she's just a beggar. So people, and I, when I started going all these years ago, even I used to give, I thought one of, we thought she's a beggar. People thought she's a beggar. People will come and use, give her 10 paisa, 50 paisa. These days now, 4, 5 rupees or 10 rupees, whatever. And what did she do? Whole life, she is just looking after the chappals and shoes of the visitors, of guests of Bhagya Bihari temple. And with all the money she collected, few paisas, she bought a beautiful gaushala for Bihariji. With that wealth, she just lived morning till night. She stays for the last 40 years. You can go and see her. Her name is Jashoda. So everybody respect her. This is called Yukta Vairagya. The Yukta Vairagya, like Rupa Goswami, they made the nice beautiful house. The Raja Man Singh made a beautiful temple of Govindji. But Rupa Goswami was not living in the temple of Govindji. He was still living outside. Sanatan Goswami had a beautiful temple of Madan Mohan, but he was still living under the tree. Prabhupada exhibited the same quality. He had a beautiful temple, but he would live very simple. The bed Prabhupada left the departed from, very simple bed made of plywood. Not too opulent or anything. Go and see. Very simple bed. Prabhupada in Mayapur, he lived in a hut, very simple hut. Prabhupada, in Bombay, the beautiful temple was made, and a beautiful quote of Prabhupada was made, but Prabhupada told Mr. Sethi, "Mr. Sethi, you have a habit of living in opulence, so you should live here." No, Prabhupada, we made this for you. But Prabhupada was detached. So the whole thing, Nirman Moha, Jisanga Dosha, Dhyatnitta, Nitta Kama, we should free ourselves, Nitta Kama, free from sex desire. So after all these years of practicing Krishna consciousness, if we have not attachment to the holy name of Krishna, then there is something wrong. Not with the system, something is wrong with us. One of the instructions of the offenses is to have material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. So when the devotees, when a new devotee comes, we just tell them, follow four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds. Actually, I want to discuss with you, following four regulative principles does not make you a devotee. It just makes you sadachari. It just makes you civilized. That's all. When Prabhupada was going to America, he was thinking, how will I give them Krishna consciousness? They're all meat eaters, self-gratifications, they are exhausted with sense. When I will tell them follow four regulative principles, they will tell me, Swamiji, go back to India. But Prabhupada said, how can I do that? They have to follow this sadachar, they have to follow these principles. Otherwise, they cannot practice Krishna consciousness. It is just a civilized. So when we come in the beginning and somebody comes to our temple, of course, we tell them, chant one round, Prabhu. Don't worry, come to Mangalarti. Chant one round. We try to encourage them. We try to encourage them that you just chant Krishna's names. You know, it's very nice. You know, take prasadam, you know, and slowly start following till he comes. We don't just tell them, any newcomer, we don't tell them, chant 16 rounds straight away. We don't do that, do we? We tell them, oh, Prabhu, come. Yeah, let's have a kirtan. We go to Harina. Let's have a kirtan. We put hand to hand. And let's we dance together. Let's we chant together. And we try to infuse others to chant Krishna's names. That's what Prabhupada done. After 40 years, if you're thinking that 16 rounds is enough, it's not enough. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, not Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu negotiated, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adjusted. Adhyatmanita 24 hour one need to chant Krishna's name, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, chant 1 lakh names a day, 64 rounds a day, minimum. This standard is set by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not by you and me. And from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the standard is keep coming on like this, up to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would never eat in anybody's house who's not chanting 64 rounds. And when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he told in the mutt, every brahmachari has to chant 64 rounds. Every sannyasi has to chant 64 rounds. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj only negotiated for the householders, because householders, they have to go work outside, they have to earn the money, they have to look at the woman has to look after their children. So many responsibilities living outside. So he told them, okay, you take Harinam and you just chant 16 rounds. Simply so connect. 16 rounds will connect you with Krishna. He doesn't give you Krishna at the moment, but Krishna can get, you know, only chanting by once even. But it is bringing them to, is connecting with Krishna consciousness. And when Prabhupada put the same formula, he told them chant 64 rounds. Prabhupada didn't negotiate. But Prabhupada realized these people is completely foreign philosophy for them. It is too difficult for them. Even following Sadachar is too difficult for them. So Prabhupada, that's why he said, all right, let them chant 16 rounds. So then he told them, sometimes people take it very cheap, this thing. Oh, Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds, follow four regular principles, you'll go back to Godhead. This is just like somebody comes to our temple, we say, oh, Prabhu, you will feel bliss, you know, you will in bliss, you know, just chant with us. One round. My own grandchildren, I tell them, sometimes we tell our children, chant one round, you will be able to see Krishna. You will see Krishna. Chant one round. Prabhupada knew in the beginning, people were not what they had completely foreign philosophy for them. But if we are in this movement for last 40 years, 50 years, or 30 years, then you are not new. And if you think the sadhana is simply getting up in the morning and go to Mangalati, chant 16 rounds, and your sadhana is done, it is not done. It is adhyatmanitta. 24 hours. And sadhana, when we see, we are neglecting sadhana. Books are the basis, purity is the force, preaching is the essence. But we are preaching and preaching and preaching, but no sadhana. You will see the people, Prabhupada very clearly told, attend the morning Bhagavatam class and attend the Bhagavad Gita class. You will find in, I haven't seen temples, devotees are not coming to Gita class. Gita doesn't attract them. If you got attracted by Gita, that means you're something wrong with us. Gita is as beautiful as it is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhana, I'm chanting quality rounds. I don't have to chant 64 quality rounds. Like this is a disease, Western disease actually. A Western disease is, I never heard this. When I was in India, I was born in India. And I brought up in India. And even living in England, I was never in England. I was always in India because my whole life is lived like in that sort of atmosphere. But then, when I came here, first time I heard, we give quality time to our children. I said, quality time to our children? What does this mean? It's your children, you love them. I'm talking about more ordinary people. I was very shocked when I heard this word. We're giving quality time to our children. There's no quality time to our children. Children is your children. Give them all the time to your children. So sadhana does not mean a quality sadhana. Sadhana means the top sadhana, 24 hours, purity. In Gita Press, Prabhupada, Mr. Poddar, who set up the Gita Press in India, he used to preach the same Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He sent some devotees to preach. He was a householder. And he told some, he needed assistance. He said, he propagated the holy name of Krishna. So Prabhupada went to meet Shri Hanuman Prasad Poddar in Gorakhpur. Specifically Prabhupada went. Two sadhus meeting each other, respecting each other. And Mr. Poddar, when he sent you can't call him disciples, he sent he created some people. He did not consider that I'm a guru of somebody. He told them, you chant 64 rounds. So these disciples of Srila Hanuman Prasad Poddar, he told them, you got to preach, but your sadhana should be good. Chant 64 rounds every day, and then do 4 hours sankirtan every day. Harinam on the roads, 4 hours. He told them, you chant 64 rounds, you read scriptures, and you do 4 hours every day Harinam on the streets of chanting. This is called sadhana. So we should have attachment. And then sometimes people say, why are you insisting on this chanting mode? Because if you see that I'm born in a jeweler family, and I know how we can take a gold from, I know my father taught me. Like in the mining, what they do, now these days they do use machinery. But if the gold is in a mud, you just wash off the mud and the gold comes out. It's a special way how you wash it. It's not just you put under the mud, you put in the water, you put in the mud, and the mud will be gone and the gold will be left. With the mud, the gold will go as well. This is a process. How do you take it out? The more the mud you take, the more the gold you will have. So in order to improve the quality, we have to have quantity. More we chant, we should absorb our mind with the chanting till the shelter of the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I mean, there is beautiful, so many things I can speak, still I can speak on the same, these verses. But, I mean, time is limited. So I got 4-5 minutes. If anybody has got any question, I can take. You can maybe open the line, maybe Mohan Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for that incredibly insightful and wonderful class. So just to kind of reiterate what you were mentioning, you were talking about the qualities of Sukadev Goswami, how he was a person without an attachment and false prestige. And you gave an example of, he was walking naked, but he wasn't concerned. He didn't care about what the children thought or what the woman thought, because he wasn't really searching for respect. He didn't want respect. And how often we think we're the doers, but when we actually realize that Krishna is arranging everything, that animal propensity slowly diminishes. Another point that you made is how we don't make devotees. We cannot make devotees. We cannot turn
Krishna makes devotees.
Exactly, by the mercy of the Lord. And how important it is to develop humility. Actually, that's a question in terms. How can we develop humility without putting ourselves down? Because
can I interrupt? I wanted to read. So I forgot. Actually, I wanted to read. There's something beautiful. Verse of. I can answer your question. Let me ask your question first. Okay. Then I will read that. Okay. What is your question?
How can we develop humility without putting ourselves down?
Okay. Let me answer you first. Let me read this Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. What I spoke. I wanted to read it, and just kindly listen everybody very carefully, then I'll answer your question. Everyone is eager for adoration by others, not for the absolute truth. Those who make a show of being preachers do not disturb mankind. They don't like to disturb people. Oh, no, you preach, but we don't want to disturb people. That is not really preacher. But rather maintain everyone's present mentality while busily protecting their own existence. Therefore, there is no propagation of the truth. Since one's popularity is not served by the speaking or hearing the truth, pure items are rare and not easily attainable and so are not much appreciated. Similarly, there is no respect for those who do not misguide people but are busy trying through Sankirtan and Harikatha to turn them toward the Lord. At present, it is fashionable to be cheated by those who in the name of Dharma misguide people. Real devotees do not speak to satisfy their audience. I repeat again, real devotees do not speak to satisfy their audience. They do not cheat people. Rather, pure devotees reveal the defect of cheaters who love to compromise. Only fortunate person learn to be cautious after hearing the words of saints. Although the words of genuine devotees may appear to contradict our present taste and experience, nonetheless, they are most auspicious for us. This is Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says. And humility, he says, how we don't let ourselves down. Even that is that is false. Thinking, oh, I am, that means I'm still attached to myself. Humility is all the way, if there's an abuse, sometimes people say, I don't want to be abused and all these sort of things. Maybe that's a karma. Whatever it is, we have to be detached from everything. How I don't put myself down. This humility is it's not like, when I'm saying that I don't put myself down means that I'm still thinking, you know, I am something, and how can you say me like this? But actually, every karma will play the role. Every action will play the role. Your answer is written in that, when I mentioned before, that you have come here not to become a leader. So when that become a leader, the person who is ordering you as a leader, that means he has not understood the philosophy. So you generally, when you become that, I am servant and Krishna is a doer, I'm just simply, somehow the Krishna is putting me, I distribute, Prabhu, this Prabhu distributes so many books. He doesn't know that some pious active Krishna is making arrangement to go and give the book. Krishna wanted to give the book to somebody in a Brent Cross maybe, and they may send Mohan, you go, and Mohan went there and he sold the whole set. So the guy bought the whole set from Mohan, and the Mohan is start thinking, wow, what a preaching I done today. I'm very qualified. I'm very expert presenting. I sold the entire set of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the books of Prabhupada. Oh, people will come, yeah, Mohan, that's very good. Oh, you've done very good today. So, but Mohan doesn't know that he's getting adoration, he's getting recognition. It is just a stool, a hog stool. It is not you doing it. Krishna wanted that guy to have the books. He wanted to have the books. He may have done something in the previous birth. Krishna wanted that person to read all the books. And somehow that he sent you. He given you opportunity. Krishna used us. Krishna sent us. But we are thinking, no, Mohan start thinking, no, I think I am the guru. So this is not humility. So we have to always time, the very beautiful, you said, how I can be humble. Then the best thing for that is, you always remember the one word. Laptamam sudurlabam idam sumam ante manushyam artham anityam api. Everything is temporary. Everything is, nothing belongs to me. I was, duniya ka mela aaya akela. There's the one saying in Hindi. Duniya ka mela aaya akela. That this whole world is just a drama, a funfair, and I have come alone. Everything was existing before me, is existing now, it will exist in the future. But falsely I am thinking I am doing it. So the humility is that I have to realize that I am insignificant. The world was existing before England was existing, before I come to England, and I taken birth, and I am thinking myself that I'm doing something and I'm going to die. England is going to still remain here. India can still remain here. America will still remain here. The weather is going to be still changing. And the sukh and dukh will be still going on. And I am thinking I'm doing it. So this will make you humble. This will make us humble. That is temporary. So, and you can ask, somebody else has got a question, they can raise their hand and ask.
Yes. Dr. Roberto has a question from the temple room.
Who is this?
Dr. Roberto, he's from the temple, ashram devotee from the temple room. So he said that you mentioned that we as preachers don't make devotees, that Krishna is making soul devotees. So when we preach, what should we strive to do to help others to get Krishna's blessings to become devotees as well?
Very good question. Very nice. We should always remember ourselves, O Radharani, O Krishna, O Gonitaya, that I am so fortunate. Even Gita says, Ishantuntagadam Bhapam Jananam Punna Karmana Vetandamita Jante Mandridvata, that after doing so many pious acts in the previous birth or in this birth, when the sins are eradicated, then we take Krishna consciousness. Oh Krishna, I may not have Prabhupada. Somebody said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, did we do something in the previous birth like this? Prabhupada said, what qualification we had, we taken Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, you had no qualification. Your qualification is you're taking what I'm saying to you. You're accepting my words. So somehow with the mercy of Prabhupada and devotees, we are here in Krishna consciousness. So we are practicing Krishna consciousness. We should always remember ourselves. I'm not the doer. Krishna, you are giving me 24 hours. We have to practice. This philosophy is Krishna is not easy to get. Let me tell you one thing. Never get Krishna like this. Prabhupada just said that, okay, 69, 400 principles. We have to free from everything. Then we can only go and enter into Krishna consciousness, into the spiritual world, establish relationship with Krishna. So 24, we have to cry 24 hours. We have to remember, Krishna, please, you have given me chance. I am so insignificant. I am so worthless. And somehow that I am practicing, you are allowing me to live in the temple. So let me tell you one thing, devotees. What's his name who asked the question?
Dr. Roberto.
Bhakta Roberto. Very nice, Bhakta Roberto. It is, we should always remember that even one cannot come to Krishna temple. When you see the devotees, I always used to tell, even when I used to be in the temple, I used to tell people that how when anybody comes to temple, oh, let me go to temple. Krishna is this inspiration that I want to go today to Bhakti Vrindavan and take a darshan of Krishna. Who is giving this? Tadami buddhi yoga vantam yenu mamupyantite. Krishna says, I give them intelligence. So everybody who is visiting the temple of Bhakti Vrindavan Manor or any temple of Krishna anywhere, not ISKCON temple, Krishna doesn't only belong to ISKCON people. Krishna belongs there, four sampradayas, there are all the Vishnu temples. So any temple when somebody wants to go, let me go to Krishna today, let me go and take darshan of Bihari ji, let me go and take darshan of Radha Madan Mohan in Vrindavan, let me take darshan of Radha Govind ji, let me take darshan of Radha Shyam Sundar today, or let me take darshan of Radha London Ishwar or Radha Gokul Nanda. This is Krishna is telling them go. So invitation is sent by Krishna. And so any devotee who's living in the temple, so they are not even visiting Krishna, they are living. Krishna is allowing them to live in the temple. So how fortunate all the devotees of the temple devotees are, that they are fortunate to live in the temple, not visiting the temple. So taking prasadam, so this is my request to all of you is, but Prabhupada said, please remember this instruction of Prabhupada, always look for good association. Devotees association, Prabhupada mentioned like this, then life will be good. So good association is known by his company. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the final instruction of Prabhupada. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Live in the association of devotees. So you are very fortunate, Bhakta, that you are living in the temple. You are preaching Krishna consciousness. You are practicing. So make life successful.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. That was a very wonderful, insightful answer. Otherwise, I'm conscious of time.
Okay, no problem.
If anyone else has any question, otherwise, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting.